This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, realside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things you've been taught to hate, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to prove to you, I'm going to show you, you have nothing to fear. There's nothing there that's a problem. In the least at all, in any way. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you are spending with me. Now, head over to the website and give me your email address. I want your email address. I send out an email every week, very simple, almost every week. I skip a week here and there when I, you know, forget about it, blow past it, don't realize it's Sunday night. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I really do. And I got to tell you, some of the emails that you got, some of the emails, the nasty emails you send me, I even like those, frankly. I do. I get a chuckle out of them. And I read them and I go, okay, I don't know if their meds are working or not. Should I report them or not? But for the most part, I really appreciate some of the kind words you say, some of the things you say to me. I try not to let them go to my head. And if they do, I've got a wife that sits next to me to make sure that I don't get too far off the ground. Hey, look, I have about, this year, again, is going to be a year of intolerance for me to the idiots in D.C. and other places. I know some of you have been listening for a few years. You're going, okay, so what changed? Nothing's changed, right? Pretty much been the same. But, I mean, we've got to be on these people. We have to continually call them out. We have to continually illuminate the stupidity that they just spew, that they ooze. You know, what I love about it is my, and I have a lot of friends in California that are Democrats. I mean, I almost feel bad for them to a degree. I don't know if they, you know, it's funny, when I talk to them about some of this stuff, they go, no way, this stuff really isn't happening. Well, no, actually, it is happening. And California, I mean, you want to talk about the most looniest place on the planet. And I don't know, you guys, you know, my damn friends here in California, some of you Democrats, what is wrong with you people? You really, are you that uneducated, uninformed? Do you hate Republicans that much? You probably don't even know what we do or don't do. You've probably taken a line from your party and believe everything they say, hook, line, and sinker. But here's the deal. You have California employers that are trying to do the right thing. They're trying to live up to the law. And here's what your attorney general from California, right? Attorney General, now I'm saying it this way for a reason, and we'll get to it at the end. Xavier Becerra says he will prosecute employers who help immigration sweeps. So in other words, he's going to prosecute you for upholding federal law. Do you understand what they're doing here in California? They are pitting the state of California. They're like a bunch of 17-year-old spoiled brats. Because here they are. They want money from mommy and daddy. They want mommy and daddy to protect them in so many ways and to help them out in so many ways. And to help them take advantage of federal funds in so many ways. You know, but they don't want to follow any of the rules. So, you know, it's like the kids. They want to live at home. They want to use mommy and daddy's car. They want to eat mommy and daddy's food. They want to wipe their little tushies with mommy and daddy's toilet paper. But they don't want to follow any of the rules. They think your rules are stupid. Well, you know, fine. Move to your own place. Have your own rules. And go ahead and try to find your own toilet paper. Because it doesn't just show up, buddy. And they do the same thing here in California. And you California Dems and some of you progressives, you just you think you're so much more illuminated. You're so much more, you know, ahead in your evolutionary walk or what have you. Yet we are the highest taxed. Yet we pay more for gas than anybody else. Yet we have the highest poverty rate. I mean, shall I go on? That's how enlightened you are. The state tops cop issued a warning to California employers Thursday that businesses face legal repercussions, including fines up to 10,000 Somalians if they assist federal immigration authorities with potential widespread immigration crackdowns. It's important. It's funny because the LA County Sheriff told me this a while back. We were talking about some of the issues going on in the county. He says, you know, one of the things that they don't realize that they're going to do, but and we're seeing it now, by creating a sanctuary city, sanctuary state, sanctuary county, is the feds are going to come in, instead of picking up the onesie-twosies at the jail sites like they do, they're going to wipe out all whole families. They're going to go to a home, they're going to raid a home looking for one guy and find out everybody in there is illegal and take them all. They're going to go to a business looking for that one guy, and they're going to take everybody in there. Why would you start a business in California? I told you, I've got stories from people I know and trust. One guy who actually had a business, he did everything by the numbers. He had 30 people in his employ out of about the 300 that gave him phony Social Security numbers. They passed the federal test. The feds came into the spot audit, told him because he did everything in the right way to and by the book, they wouldn't fine him, but he had to get rid of those people, had to get them out of there. So he fired those people, gave him a nice little severance package, told him why he was firing them. I would have given him nothing. I'm sorry, you lied to me. What a great way to start off a relationship. Why don't you lie to me? Because that always works out well. Gave him a severance package, let him go. And what do they do 30 days later? They sued him for wrongful termination, among other things. And because of the way the laws are written in the state of California, guess what? Yeah, he lost. Okay? So you know what he did? He sold that portion of the business, closed it down, got it out of here. And so American citizens lost theirs. So don't tell me that illegals aren't they're taking the jobs everybody else, nobody else will take. Bullpuckies. It's a line of garbage. Anyway, it's important given these rumors that are out there that let people know that more specifically today, employers, that if they voluntarily start giving up information about their employees or access to their employees in ways that contradict our new California laws, they're subject themselves to actions by my office. See, apparently, this guy never went to law school. Doesn't understand how federal law in some areas supersede state law. But he doesn't care. Like most Dems in authority in this state. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Are you an attorney with a passion for defending religious freedom? Are you looking for a new and influential way to use your skills in the new year? At Pacific Justice Institute, we have a network of attorneys who tirelessly work to defend those whose religious liberties are at stake. This network of affiliate attorneys makes PGI unique and provides the ability to take on cases around the nation. Hey, if you're an attorney who desires to make a difference for religious freedom and family values, we invite you to join our team. You can find out more about PGI and how to become an affiliate attorney on our website, pacificjustice.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. Meantime,
I know it's old. There's a particular listener that I know, he just sits there and slams his head against his forehead against the desk when he hears this old music. But it's like my comfort food. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. You don't want to become, you know, large and old like Rosie, right? You know, and you know what I'm talking about. I mean, seriously. Anyhow, so the music makes me feel good, right? We kick it back in, brings back some good memories. Not that you care, because I care. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots of good things. Well, I think we always have lots of good things on the show, but lots of good things to talk about tonight, and I appreciate your time with me. You know, the more I think about it, the madder I get. And what's really funny, as usual, and this segment seems to be pick on Dem segment, all right? As usual, the Dems are tone deaf to what's going on with the American people. And I love it when Schumer, Pelosi, and the rest of them get up there and say, the American people say, you're right, the American people did say, they wanted Republicans running 37 states with governors. The American people said that they wanted, no, I'm sorry, I apologize, 32 states, not 37. Okay, I don't want to be like Obama, can't get my numbers right. 39 houses state houses across the country. I could go on and on and on with this stuff, that they want them to run the Senate, the House, the presidency. Yeah, you're right. The American people did speak. You are correct. And then, some of you want to say, well, it's that whole electoral college. That's why. No. See, the electoral college only applies to one person. That's the president. It doesn't apply to everybody that was elected. So your 900 seats that you lost under Obama, that had nothing to do with the electoral college, okay? Losing the Senate and the House, nothing to do with the electoral college. You're losing the 32 governorships, nothing to do with the electoral college. Absolutely nothing. So you can keep making excuses all day long, like the dog ate my homework, I was sick, my mother locked me in my room, whatever you want to try to use to convince the teacher, it's not going to work. Okay, your progressive or old time, whatever you want to call it, way of governing or legislating, the American people don't want. They want to move forward. And California is the poster child for this. So they want total control. They already have total control, but they think everybody at every seat everywhere should be a Democrat. They come up to school boards and water boards and city councils, and because they're doing such a great job. Again, let me beat it home, because we have five stations in our network in California. But let me beat it up for you, okay? We have the highest, people living above the poverty rate, people living in poverty, the highest welfare rate. We contribute 16% to the country's population, yet we take over 32% of the welfare money back here. We've got millions of dollars going to support illegal immigrants, whether it's for education and or food and welfare and that kind of stuff. Really. And yet we have veterans, we have American citizens sleeping in the streets of Los Angeles. And that's okay. So the AG in California, Xavier Becerra, said that if you're a business owner and you help the feds in any way, you're going to be prosecuted. You're going to get a $10,000 fine. If you help enforce the law, which shows you they're not interested in enforcing the law. They're not interested in anything to do with the law. See, it's what they feel between the ears. If they have a feeling, then that must be true. That must be legal. That must be lawful. And they're going to push it on you or us or usins. Craziness. Just utter craziness. And what do they mean by start voluntarily giving up information? What are you supposed to do? Tell the feds, sorry, I can't give you anything? Right? And then, what is there, a hot toll-free number that we call? Do we allow everybody to go running out? No. I'm not going to harbor a fugitive. I'm not going to harbor a criminal. I'm not going to aid the bed to somebody when they've done something wrong. So the states say, look, if you don't break federal law, we're going to put you in jail for breaking state law. Now, he's a lawyer. He should know better. Now, Becerra fears that there'll be a spread of mass workplace raids following reports that immigration agents plan to target Northern California for deportation, due in part to the state's sanctuary law. See, you can't stop the feds from coming in. That's illegal in and of itself. So they can come in and enforce federal law. They're allowed to do that. What's really funny is it shows you how childish the legislators or the state electeds are. They want to throw up their hands and say, hey, not our job to enforce federal immigration law. That's the Fed's job. So our men won't be helping. Our men and women in law enforcement won't be helping them out. So that's the road they want to go down. And then what they want to do is turn that around and go, listen, if our men and women help them enforce federal law, they're going to be in trouble. So they don't even know what the law is. They don't even know what it means. They don't even know what it pertains to at this point. So Immigration and Customs Enforcement Acting Director Thomas Holman told the Fox News source
The California better hold on tight. If the politicians in California don't want to protect their communities, then ICE will. So Dianne Feinstein spoke up and Kamala Harris, two real gems of the state, to brief the locals, the local electeds in California, actually how raids would be prioritized. I wouldn't tell them anything. They don't have a right to know. The Senate, the Congress, the congressional members don't have a right to know every step of every process, every program that's done by every agency. Now, Becerra repeatedly referred to the reports as rumors and said the State Department of Justice was not aware of planned sweeps targeting Northern California. Becerra said the State Department of Justice and the State Labor Commission's office plan to issue formal guidance to all California employees, public and private, notifying them of their responsibilities under a new state law called the Immigrant Worker Protection Act. No, no, no. What it means is, what they should have really named it was how to put the Illegal Immigrants Before American Citizens Act. That's what they should have called it. And Jerry Brown signed it. Couldn't get his pen out of his pocket fast enough. It seeks to prevent all workers, regardless of immigration status, from being detained at workplaces. Now, it's authored by San Francisco Democrat Assemblyman David Chin. It requires employers to ask immigration agents for a warrant before granting access. Prevents employers from voluntarily sharing confidential employee information without a subpoena. Requires employers to notify their workers. Now, this is great because what the state's done is given the feds the guidelines that they should have in their pocket when they walk in the door. Won't be an issue. I would walk in the door with, here it is, and just hand every one of those papers out. And I tell you where else I would do it. I'd go into state buildings to do it, because you know darn well in California, there are illegals working in state buildings. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Rail Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate so much the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate it, the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part. Head up to the website, though. That's a real big deal for me, too. If you head up to the website, right, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, but you can also get involved in the conversation. There's a live chat room going on there. You can give me your email address, because I send out an email once a week, and it lets you know who's going to be on the show, topics going to be discussed. Yes, things that I'm selling, you know, I mean, what can I tell you? That's how we stay alive. That's how I feed the beast, so to speak. Right? It helps us move on. We have coffee cups with water bottles and. But anyway, get involved in the conversation. I really do so much appreciate the time that you are spending with me. Talking about California, California is totally run by Dems. So if you really want to see the rest of the country fall apart, get thrown into the slammer, I mean, I'm talking about the toilet slammer kind of thing, then what you need to do is you need to go ahead and vote them all in. Right, you want to turn this country into an asshole? Let them run the whole thing. You saw what almost happened last time. You saw the road they were going down. I don't have time to play this yet. I think I do. I think I'm going to pull this off. You know, CNN did it to themselves again. They kind of shot themselves in the foot, as they love to do on a regular basis. and they went to Ohio, right? I mean, Uniontown. And they went and they got themselves a group of people to ask them how they thought President Trump was doing almost a year later, right? And I think that they weren't just shocked. I think they were floored for what they saw. Seriously. I mean, I know I'm a little nasty. I shouldn't do it this way. But I think they're always floored when stuff like this happens. They don't know what to do with themselves. They don't know how to handle it. Take a listen with me.
And is he living up to their expectations? Here's CNN's Martin Savage in Youngstown.
Anywhere you look in Youngstown are reminders of what's been lost. Factories, jobs, the city's population is down by almost two-thirds from the 1950s. The economy wasn't just disappearing here. So is a way of life.
And I realized that the core foundation of the country is slipping away.
I mean, it got to a point where I did not like the direction that my country was going.
The answer for many was...
These people are Democrats. What do you think about this? These are Ohio Democrats. These are people that grew up in unions. All right? And they decided they didn't like the way the country was going. When Mr. Obama was running it, when the Dems were running it, they didn't like the way the country was going. I personally think that's a big deal. Because usually Democrats, now I'm not calling them stupid people, so to, you know, get off your high horse or whatever. But usually they will support their own no matter what. Usually they'll make, I've got them all around me, so I know. They'll make excuses and they'll support the people around them. Take a look.
Donald Trump. In 2016, according to the Mahoning County Board of Elections, approximately 7,000 registered Democrats switched parties to become Republicans.
No. He said he's going to make America first and he's going to bring jobs back.
Donald Trump said, you're in lousy trade deals. We fix that. The jobs can come back.
Something that he said that really sticks with me is that he wants to give the power back to the American people, and that's something that I can certainly get behind.
I'm with a pastor, a stay-at-home mom, a student, a machine shop worker, and a union member. Democrats who were raised in Democrat families who crossed over to vote Trump.
We're 1 year. 1 year in. How's he doing?
Did you hear what he said? Did you hear what they said? First of all, go back to when they're talking about how that Trump said he would give power back to the people. These are Democrats who always been told that the Democrats are for the people. The Democrats want the people to rule themselves. The Democrats are they're there for you. Well, obviously they don't believe you anymore. Well, they didn't believe. This is Ohio. This is like Democrat Central. And they've switched over. Over 7,000 switched over. And what are you doing about it? Pelosi calls them idiots. That's what she does about it. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, fantastic.
Great. Better than I ever would have dreamt. I mean that sincerely.
Oh, really?
No. Oh, yeah.
Derek?
Yes, I agree.
Absolutely.
Yes, he's doing wonderful. He's staying on task.
We start with a hot-button topic of the moment.
How big an issue to all of you is immigration?
Huge.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah.
In Youngstown, Ohio?
Absolutely. And as far as I'm concerned, they're stealing jobs of rightful citizens.
It's also about something else Trump voters say is important, rules and respect.
I feel like when people come here illegally, that's just very disrespectful. You don't respect our laws, and you shouldn't be able to come here free will.
Don't you see? Listen to that. They want a rule of law. They want respect for the law. They want people coming here from other countries. They want them to respect our laws. Not to tramp, not to walk all over us. I think that's so cool.
Willing like that.
A year later, they all still want the wall. As for the president's inflammatory tweets and speech, Gino says he used to cringe, not anymore.
So you don't cringe anymore because you've grown numb to it? Or
no, not numb at all.
We don't care.
And I'm starting to get an inkling why he uses Twitter in the way he does. Because if all he had to rely on is what people say about him, oh my God.
Can I kiss this guy? I love this guy. Here's a Democrat. Here's a Democrat who has switched, okay? Now, some of the Democrats, I will say, oh, he's lost his mind. No, he's not. He's come to his senses. All right? I mean, not so much that he switched parties is why he's come to his senses. When you listen to what he has to say, when you listen to what he's talking about as to why he did and why he thinks Trump should be tweeting. Now, you know the guy at the end of the table, the CNN reporter. He's trying to figure out what's going on here. He's looking over at his producer and saying, did you set me up? What did you do to me here?
I might not like the guy, but I love the guy. I love the job he's doing.
Justice met Trump at a rally and says he's not a racist.
He was just the nicest person. And if he was a racist, as everyone paints him out to be, he could have just walked right past me and not even said a word.
What about the lies?
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think he is a liar?
Do I think he's lied? No. Do I think he's fallen short in some of his goals? We all do.
Economically, they say things are getting better. The stock market and their home values are up.
Industries are booming. Everywhere I've seen.
I look around here, I don't see a boom.
So apparently these people in Ohio, They don't care what bathroom you use. You know what they care about? They care that they can pay their mortgage. That's what they care about. How dare they? How dare they care about whether they can pay their mortgage or not, or put food on the table and take care of their family? How dare they think like that? I just don't understand these Americans.
Well, in this area, no, but I feel like there's small businesses that are starting to pick up.
Derek says,
small business is a big deal. Because what drives a local community? Small business. Actually, what drives the country is small business. But when you think about community, think about your community. Look around your, and I'm, you know, if you're living in downtown L.A., this may not apply to you, or New York City, what have you. But think about the small businesses that do apply to you, right? When you live in a small town, you know, air conditioning companies, window replacement companies, gardeners, plumbers, you know, that kind of thing. Those are, hey, hello, those are small businesses. Those are guys that usually have, you know, two or three kids, and they go to a local school, and they live locally, and mom's working, and dad, maybe they're both working in the same business. Maybe one's running the business, one's working for somebody else. Small businesses driving the economy of a small town. When one of these plants go under, or one of these places go under, now all of a sudden, the air conditioning guy, the gardener, they don't have as much work. They may have to merge with another company, or go to work for somebody else, or move out of the city altogether. Why can't the Dems think that far out?
Trump's tax reform will fuel the recovery.
If you expand your business in the inner city, so then my community will benefit from this tax cut.
Do you think the media gives the president a fair shake?
Ohio, longtime Democrats, union workers, asking if the media gives the president a fair shake. You ready for this one? Get the liquid out of your mouth.
I don't think so at all. No.
1 year later, these voters couldn't be happier. They see achievement. Most of all, they see a president like them.
And he's like tenacious sometimes and says stuff off the cuff like we do, like real Americans do. You know, we're not.
Here's the point. You know, all you guys on the left are talking about Obama and how he's a guy you can sit down and have a beer with, right? Hear what she said? He talks like us. He gets us. The Democrats, you are so out of the universe. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Go far.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the process as a whole. And, you know, you got to get involved in the conversation. You got to hear all sides of the issues so you can help make your, you know, help make your decisions. I'm not saying you give in. I'm not saying you give up. I'm not even saying you put up with some of the tomfoolery I have to put up with. And believe me, I put up with tomfoolery. I sometimes forget that the show plays sometimes at different times in different areas of the country. And I answer the phone, and it's probably the dumbest thing I can do. Answer the phone during the day. So, anyhow, or somebody's listening online, that kind of stuff. And, man, I'll tell you what, when they think they got your ear, when you guys think you got my ear, man, it's tough. But I always appreciate, I really do appreciate you expressing your opinion, though. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do, and I mean a lot that you can do up there. So if you're thinking about opening up your business in California, don't do it. No, seriously, you're going to be somehow, if it's especially if it's a manual labor or a labor-intensive business, you are going to be pitted against the state in some way, shape, manner, or form. I mean, it's that bad. And then to prove that they're willing to protect, even more willing to protect, illegals that are here committing crimes than American citizens. You saw what happened with Kate Steinle, right? They didn't seem to care at all. And then the suspect in the Northern California killing of deputies, he was laughing in court. Right? I don't know if some of you are aware of this. Back, I think the killings were in 2014. And this person that was here, got so much I want to say about him, but I can't, was laughing and smiling at the court hearing. He was shouting out that the deputy was a coward as the prosecution laid out the timeline of the crime spree. So basically, he was calling one of the two deputies that he killed a coward. Now, Louis Bracamontes, who was in the county illegally, I mean in the country illegally, as a surprise, he'd been deported twice to Mexico, is on trial in the shooting deaths of Sacramento County Sheriff Deputy Danny Oliver. See, I would have drug him to another state that has the death penalty. Like the Florida. You know, they have that electric chair that doesn't quite go off right all the time. That one. And I'd be outside. I'd be cutting one of the wires to the electric chair, so you only got 110 volts. Take a little longer to go. You know what I'm saying? I know. I'm nasty. When you're laughing about taking the life of other human beings, yeah, it's tough for me to feel sympathy for you. Right? These were two deputies that were out there protecting everybody else's butt. And even these elected officials who don't really care about them, who don't think the blue lives matter. You only think that illegal lives from people who come over the border illegally matter? Investigators said that Bracamontes and his wife, General Monroy, led officers on a chase on October 24th in 2014 from Sacramento's Arden area up to Placer County. The crime spree ended in Auburn. In addition to the killings of Oliver and Davis, another man was shot and Bracamontes carjacked several people. According to the investigation, after several hearings that took place and took into consideration Bracamontes' competency to stand trial, so they figured he had to be brain dead. There had to be something really wrong with him because he was laughing about killing people. There is evil in the world, people. Yeah, it is a sickness. I get that. But this was just pure evil. Bracamontes had his hands handcuffed to his waist. He sat in a Sacramento County courtroom. He was guarded by two bailiffs. He should have been guarded by four or five bailiffs. If he slipped out of line, he should have just hit him hard with the end of the gun, or the back end of the gun. During the opening statement by the attorneys or by the prosecutors, Bracamontes kept laughing. He would laugh at one attorney, and then it looked like he was laughing with the other attorney at times. They would smirk at each other. He would smirk at the audience. On several occasions, Bracamontes laughed out loud when the prosecutor described the shooting and multiple exchanges of gunfire throughout the day. Right? I mean, sick. Just sick. I mean, and the guy sitting there talking about what a coward these deputies that he killed were. Right? And then here's where the left just totally loses me. They talked about how he came out, the police officers had to back away from the car when Bracamontes came out with an assault rifle. See that? If we didn't allow assault rifles in this country, this criminal who had no problem killing people and actually laughed about it wouldn't have been able to use one. Right. Sure. I guess you know what probably happened. Is Bracamontes didn't know it was illegal to kill people either, because if he'd known that, he probably wouldn't have killed the cops now, would he? As you talk about Deputy Scott backing away, the prosecutors talked about Deputy Scott, one of the ones that he killed, backing away. Bracamontes shout out, he's a coward. Right? When the judge told him he would remain silent, I mean, it just kept going back and forth. I don't know why they just didn't lock him up. Put some duct tape over his mouth. Put a muzzle on him. It's just infuriating that we allow this stuff to go on in the courtrooms, too. Right? His wife's also been charged with murder, although I don't know why. But apparently this isn't Bracamonte's first time of speaking out in court like this. He's done this before. But hey, what the hey? He's an illegal. We got to keep him here. We got to try to convert him. Convert nothing. They don't even try to do that. Here the guy gets, he's living better here in jail than he was living in Mexico probably. But I guess that's okay. Not a big deal. You know, I said earlier it was really great to hear this. That the Hispanic unemployment rate dropped. Now, these are legal Hispanics, by the way. Very hard to get the employment rate from the illegals because, you know, they don't want to talk to you. They don't want to say anything. They're hiding in the shadows, remember? That's what makes their life so wonderful because they get to hide in the shadows. The president's daughter, senior White House advisor, flagged these statistics Friday morning shortly after the Labor Department released unemployment numbers from last quarter. The Hispanic unemployment rate fell to 4.7%, down from 4.8%. Right? 17-year low. Don't you think that's wonderful? Look, I'm only dealing with the legal things here. So if you guys are grumbling in the background, you know, I wonder how many of those are legal, I'm not working on that. I'm just saying it's really interesting how the people who didn't trust him, didn't vote for him, didn't think he cared about them. Employment rates down, the unemployment rates down for Hispanics, unemployment rates down for blacks, unemployment rates down for teens. From a guy who doesn't care about anybody, right? It's always amazing to me. Hispanics are also starting to feel better about their personal finances. They're feeling better, more confident about the situation they're in general. Now think about something, because if they were worried about being sent back, if these were illegals, they were worried about what Trump was going to do, they wouldn't be feeling better about any of this, right? Because they're leaving. They'd be going to get thrown out of here. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You got to get engaged. You got to get involved. You got to have conversations with people. You have to understand different ways to come at some of these issues. You know, some of you guys, I agree with you. I want to hit stuff head on a regular basis. But if you keep hitting stuff head on and you don't really know how to couch it, you don't know how to put it out there, it's just going to make it harder to get our point out there, harder to get the information out there. People aren't going to listen to you, or they're not going to care to listen to you. I'll put it that way. And not that I really care. I mean, you can lay it out there for people. If they don't want to listen, you know what? That's up to them. So you don't want to be in their face with it all the time. You want to be a little smart about it. You know what I'm saying? Come back in the next hour. We're going to talk about the California parents who are facing life in prison over torture, lewd acts on a child. This was the couple that had the 13 kids that kept them locked in the bedroom. Right? Just disgusting. And I just don't believe anybody around them didn't know what was happening. I don't buy it. I mean, how many of you really buy it? How many of you really believe that nobody knew what was going on in that house? Because I don't. Anyway, a lot more of these crazy stories that are coming up, stories that you're hearing in the news, stories that you're hearing that people aren't, they are not covering these kind of things. I don't know why. And then you heard about the president's fake news awards. They're perfect. They're just wonderful. I don't know. I would add some to it. And everybody was worried, oh, come on, why can't he just be a president? Why is he doing stuff like this? I think it's great. And now health workers who oppose abortion, well, guess what? They might be protected from having to perform them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back.